This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been considering what the Bible says about Jehovah Ra. The psalmist merely refers to him as his shepherd. John adds to this name for God by adding good shepherd. Peter takes it one step further by referring to him as the shepherd and guardian of your soul. He says in 1 Peter 2:24 and 25, as the one who personally carried the load of our sins in his own body when he died on the cross, for you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul. He is the one who cares for us by doing all that is necessary, not only to bring us, his straying sheep, back into his fold, but also to protect us as our constant guardian or overseer. It is Jesus Christ, the shepherd, who guarantees the security and safety of his sheep. He protects them from thieves who would break in and steal, and from wolves who would devour them. No one is able to pluck his sheep out of his hands. In addition, no one is able to pluck them out of his Father's hands. His sheep are secure in him. Peter also refers to Jesus as the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5:4. He stands peerless, alone, above all others, as the one who cares for his own. At times it seems as though he is not doing his job, but we don't need to have all our problems resolved now, because our chief shepherd will appear at the appointed time to set things straight. He is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, Jude 24. Trust him. He will never, never fail you.